Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about accountability. How are you doing in this area of your life? This is a really big thing in my world. First, because many, many moons ago, when I was struggling with what is known as bipolar 2, meaning that I didn't have the best of judgment, there were many times when I was late meeting people. There were many times when I said and did things that were kind of crazy and didn't make a whole lot of sense back in the day. These days, when I make appointments to be with people, they go straight into my iPhone. And if they're super duper important, they go into my date book as well, just in case anything happens to my iPhone, so that I know what I need to do each and every day. Because this is the thing. If you're going to tell somebody that you're going to be available at X time on such date, one needs to be there. Because if one is not there, the other party or parties are waiting for you to show up. And that's not fair to them, which is why I also believe in confirmations the day before. Now, I'm not always 100% on the day before thing, but I'm definitely confirming before their appointments. Sometimes because 3-hour differential, it's a little bit early in the next day when we might have a late afternoon or evening appointment for them with a 3-hour difference. My point is that if you're going to say you're going to be with somebody, you need to be clear that that's what is on your agenda. And if you're not interested in meeting with a person or doing what that person is asking you to do, it is up to you to decline. And you can give whatever reason you want, just so it makes some sense. Because, you know, the bottom line is none of us needs to be forced to do anything that we don't feel comfortable doing, that we don't feel is a good use of our time, or something that we'll find engaging and interesting for us to do, and fun. This is the way that I feel. Well, that's not really true. There's many things like getting tax paperwork filled out, and dealing with bills that we need to do, which are not necessarily fun things to do. It feels good when it is all done, but the process is kind of a drag. However, for most of our lives, we need to be sure that when we're meeting with people and doing things, that we feel that it's worth the time and effort being put forth to do those things. Another area of accountability is when we engage to do work. I was just talking with someone who was once a client of mine, and she's spending a lot of money on this very special doctor that she's been working with for a few years now. And he's not returning her texts. And this is like really bad, because not only has he been paid for his time, so he needs to be present, even if he doesn't have answers, it makes her feel like she's done something wrong, which in this case, she hasn't done anything wrong. She's just looking for some answers. And he may not have the answers, and that's okay. All he need do is call and let her know he's still working on getting the answers. So if someone is calling or texting or emailing you, especially if you're a professional service person of some form, respond in a timely fashion. And if you're the person who's looking to get the response, and if you don't hear back in a day or so, because people are fairly overwhelmed today with just too much stimuli coming in from everywhere, send another email or send them a text or pick up the phone and call. Find another way to let them know that you need to connect with them. Because I know I've lost some perhaps good paying jobs because I didn't see the original emails that were sent through till months later. This happened on more occasions than I'd like to admit. Email is not the best way to connect with people. Not really. Texting is better because texts go through a lot quicker and there's going to be a lot fewer of them for most people, unless you're 30 years and younger, in which case maybe you get more texts than emails. I don't know. You would know. But in any case, it is very important for us to be our word. And if someone is employing you to do something, you need to be timely and you need to be transparent and honest about what it is that's going on and what the holdup is, if there is one, and not ignore it. Another area of accountability. My mother-in-law just passed away. I don't know if it was March 2nd or 3rd, but I got the notice, I believe, on March 3rd when I called my ex's office to find out what was going on, trying to connect up with him when I found out that he wasn't at work because she had passed away. Now, this is a really, really important one. I knew that she was sick, and I knew that it was probably not going to be a really long time because I knew that she had a cancer tumor in her liver. And I know that if there's problems in the liver, that's terminal. So I made sure to call her weekly. I sent her quite a few cards over the period of time that I knew that she was ill. Fun, colorful cards, handmade. Why? Because when a person is sick and not feeling good, the most important thing that they need to know is that someone gives a damn. And the way that you do that is by being present. You see, in a lot of cases when people are ill, and even if, well, especially if they may be terminal, too often people fly away and they can't deal with it. And I had that situation, I only found out about it about a week ago, when someone who was a part of my life for a while, oh, maybe before my brain tumor, found out about my brain tumor, and she didn't feel comfortable talking to me anymore after that. She told me that. And so we didn't talk for, I don't know, 6 years, maybe more. And I don't necessarily hold it against her, but what I would like you to know is that it's when people are going through the tough things that life gives them that you need to be there. Now, in my case, my brain tumor is gone. Thank God. Everything is fine. And it's not a problem. And luckily for me, I had a lot of other people who are in my life, very supportive, present, and aware, which was a very good thing. So this person's not being there wasn't a really huge concern on that level. However, I just bring it up because it's an example of what happens when people are fearful of losing somebody who they're close to. And in this case, she had told me that I was like the one person who she had been communicating with, who she felt close to, and she didn't really like the idea of losing me. And I can understand that. Accountability also comes in the form of being true to you and what it is that you want. You know, there's so many people in this world who are living lives that are based on what they think they should be doing. Could be doing, but really have no interest in, or maybe they're burnt out. And I know I have a client right now who's in a situation in a job that's really causing a lot of stress and problems, and she needs to be out of that job, and she realizes that and is working toward that. And as is all too common with a lot of my clients, I would say in the 30s and 40s age-wise, they got into careers because that is what their parents told them they needed to do in order to be responsible adults with decent paying jobs. This is what I want to tell you. There's a myriad of ways to make an income. And it needs to be something that you find enjoyable, that you're interested in, that you like doing, because you spend way too many hours a week doing this income-producing activity, as I like to call them, to do something that you don't enjoy in a place you don't want to be. And that's another thing Are you living in a place where you want to live, among people who you get along with and that you enjoy being around? Are you living in a place that doesn't feel right to you? Because for many, many, many years, I was living in Boston. 35 years. It's like double the time I spent in my hometown from birth till college. And for a few of those years, it was interesting. It was fun. It was a great place to hang out. But after the first, I don't know, 4 years, 5 years or so, after I'd started learning about other places, I really felt like I wanted to move on to something new and different. And it took so long to leave that area. But once I had the opportunity to do so, I found myself a lot happier. I kind of like being around a lot of sunshine. I like being around smiling, happy people instead of depressed, angry people. I kind of like watching the palm trees swaying in the wind. And there's nothing better than being near the ocean, especially sparkling, blue, clear water. These are things that I was compelled to find my way close to. And I'm kind of coming to the conclusion that it might be time for me to move to a different place now. And that's okay, because there's nothing keeping me here, just like there wasn't much keeping me in Boston, because, you know, with Skype and with our phones and texting and stuff, we can communicate with anyone anywhere in the world for free. It's really quite amazing when you think about it. So, are you in an environment that's serving you? Being with people who you enjoy being with? Doing work that you enjoy and find interesting? Or are you just settling for something because you have a good paycheck or because it was something that someone told you you needed to do in order to be responsible? The only way to find true happiness and contentment in your life is to do those things that you find enjoyable with people that you enjoy being around in a place that feels like home. Boston never really felt like home to me. Yeah, I had quite a few friends out there, but I never really felt like it was home. And I'm here in California, and I really love the environment. And there's a lot of things about it that I do love. But I don't know. I think I'm ready to do something different because I'm one of those people who needs to experience a lot of different things to feel full and complete. So we'll see what I can create over the next year or so. But in the meantime, for you, you need to figure out what works for you. Because life needs to be a joyful journey of exploration and adventure to feel good. Those people who are just living for their paycheck, check out on the weekends, watching sports, or getting drunk, or whatever it is that people do to numb themselves from their reality, is not living. That's a dying. So be accountable to yourself to engage in activities that invigorate you, make you feel good, happy, full, and complete. Because the most important person that you need to be accountable to is you. If you are a healthcare practitioner who is sick of doing business the way that you've been doing it and would like to find a new way of doing your work while letting go of any anger or regrets you may have toward a system that is less than helpful to you and having a happy, fulfilling life delivering healthcare, please stay tuned as I am in the process of developing a very fun and exciting adventure for you. For more details, please sign up on the Dawning Visions website at dawningvisions.com. dawningvisions.com on the opt-in page for the Dawning Visions newsletters, and you will get the emails coming straight to your inbox explaining to you what we will be doing and when. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.